Welcome back to The Upswing. I'm Jeff Sherman. Thanks for joining us. Meteorologist Craig Copleen is on the phone. Craig, I appreciate your time this morning.
I'm very happy to be here. Thanks, Jeff.
All right. So, you know, Wednesday, tomorrow, could really bring the first significant real snowstorm of the year. What are you tracking and what are we looking at for the next couple days?
Yeah, does everybody even remember what a snowstorm is?
I know. I don't think I've shoveled more than a couple inches. We're like a couple blocks from the lake in Shorewood. So, like, I don't think I've really, truly shoveled. And I'm not going to lie. Yeah. I kind of miss it. I'm that guy.
I've only run my snowblower one time, and that was before Christmas. We are running right now 20 inches below normal to this point in the season, and we're not even halfway to what is normal for an entire season. We've only had officially in Milwaukee about 12 and a half inches. We usually get about 45. It's actually 48 inches. We got a lot of ground to make up if we're going to get there.
Well, let's talk that about that for a little bit. In terms of longer-term forecasts, I mean, what are you seeing in the next, like, 2 to 3, 4 weeks? I mean, are we going to make up that snowfall?
I don't know if we can make it all up or not, but the weather pattern in general over North America has changed. Prior to last week, we had gone a good 3-4 weeks where the weather pattern was shunting weather systems, snow producing weather systems north of us into Canada and south down the southern part of the United States, where there was a lot of rain and even some snow, right? Remember when they had snow in New Orleans? And we were kind of stuck in the middle. And so not only were we sort of in that snow drought, temperatures were well above normal. That weather pattern is broken down now, and we're getting into something a little bit more typical for this time of the year. And that's why I don't know if we're going to make it all the way up to what's normal for an entire year, but we are now going to start adding regularly to the totals.
Meteorologist Craig Copleen joins us. So, Craig, what are we looking at for tomorrow, Wednesday? The morning commute is going to be fine.
I think the morning commute is going to be fine, although I could see snow starting as early as 7 or 8 o'clock. A lot of people are in by then or on their way in, but the snow will be light at that point. The issue tomorrow morning, even with the light snow, is that the temperature is going to be in the teens, so perhaps the salt isn't as effective as it might be if the temperature is in the upper 20s. So even with a little bit of light snow, it could be slick tomorrow morning, but the impact should be relatively reasonable impact. Tomorrow afternoon rush tomorrow, there is going to be significant impact. Because once that snow starts falling tomorrow morning, somewhere between maybe 7 and 10 a.m., then we're going to be in a steady snow through the rest of the day, through the afternoon rush, and it's not going to shut down until maybe sometime around or a little after 10 o'clock.
So drive time tomorrow afternoon and early evening, pick up kid time at school definitely could be a little slower and slipperier.
Yeah, it's going to be a significant issue, and it's going to be one of those things where first thing in the morning, if you're talking about school cancellations and that sort of thing, it's a no cancellation situation, right? You look out the window, it's either not snowing or it's snowing very lightly, but by pickup time, then Jeff, there's going to be problems, and it's going to be at best very, very slow.
And then we maybe get a little day to recover and shovel. What are we expecting for inches and snowfall tomorrow? But then we got to be aware of what is coming on Friday and Saturday.
Yeah, so for tomorrow, I think the floor for all of southeastern Wisconsin is 5 inches. It looks like everybody within the sound of our voices right now is going to get at least 5 inches. And I think the ceiling is around 8 inches or so. The only thing that could change that, or the only place that 8 might not be the ceiling, is along the lake shore from maybe Port Washington down to the North Shore, the Bayside, Whitefish Bay, Shorewood, City of Milwaukee, and then south, where winds might be just such that the snowfall falls heavier and longer within a couple of miles of Lake Michigan. So in there may be some places within a couple of miles of Lake Michigan that do exceed 8 inches, but I think in general, most of southeastern Wisconsin is looking between 5 and 8. Quiet weather then on Thursday. Thursday's dig out day. Even a lot of Friday is dig out day. But then another weather system is set to bring snow for us for Friday night into Saturday morning. That's still a little too far away to be really credible with regard to projecting snowfall totals. But I can at least say that it could be a repeat of tomorrow. It could be several inches, 4, 5 or more, but I can't say that with a lot of confidence, or I won't be able to say that with a lot of confidence until we get into tomorrow or Thursday.
All right. Very good. I appreciate your insights. I'm thankful, too, that neighbors on both of our sides have snow blowers. We gave up our snow blower a couple years ago. I kind of like to do it old school with a shovel. I don't know. I just feel like I get better exercise that way, but just putting it out there to my neighbors that, you know, the walk might need a little assistance tomorrow.
Well, I bet you've got some neighbors, too, would be happy to allow you to shovel their walks as well.
That's what it's all about, bringing the love to the neighborhood. Craig, enjoy the rest of the week. I appreciate your time. We'll talk again soon.
My pleasure.